Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Government to launch revolving loan scheme for select crops. Stay with us to find out more at it later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
At 6 o'clock already?
Yeah, girl, we need to leave now.
Yeah. All right. Light?
Check.
AC?
Check.
Everything plug out?
Yeah, girl.
All right. We must win the energy champion competition here. Yeah.
Government ministries, departments, agencies, schools funded by the Consolidated Fund. Enter the Government of Jamaica Energy Champion Competition and win big. Log on to pcj.com, select EEC program and click link to enter. Deadline September 30. Sponsored by the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program of the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica.
The government is set to launch a revolving loan scheme for farmers across the island for selected crops on Wednesday, October 11. Under the arrangement, registered farmers with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, will access the support through their local farm organizations, which will oversee the repayment of the loans. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says the initiative has support from several private sector partners and funds will only be dispersed for crops with available markets.
Anybody who is going into it, there will be a contract at a set price that you will be paid.
RADA will assist farmers with land preparation. Markets are guaranteed for the crops that will be grown under the program.
We welcome the loan that the minister presented to us. We hope that when we get it, we use it for the best benefit of our community.
Vice President of the Douglas Castle Production and Marketing Organization, PMO, Wessel Walker. Another member of the PMO, Pastor Anthony Black, is calling on potential beneficiaries of the new scheme to be honest so the system works for all the farmers.
We have to realize that these people, they have to make sacrifice to give to us. So we have to make sure that it is dealt with the right way.
Mr. Hutchinson was speaking to farmers in Douglas Castle, St. Anne recently at a function dubbed Salute to Farmers. The event was organized by St. Jago Farm and Hardware Supplies to honor farmers for exemplary service in agriculture. Some 96 farmers in the area received agricultural inputs from the farm and hardware company, including a spraying machine. Several farmers welcomed the assistance received from the company as it will help to boost production, especially with the losses from the recent floods. Managing Director of St. Jago Farm and Hardware Supplies, O'Brien Johnson, says his company will be taking the program to St. Thomas and St. Elizabeth.
It is intended for them to help to motivate them, help them to recognize that doing something good.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day.
Your corner dark.
Translation, your corner is dark. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
It's the inaugural Jamaica Geographic Information System, GIS, User Conference under the theme Geospatial Technologies, Mapping Our Way to Secure Communities. Jamaica Pegasus Hotel, October 10 and 11. Featuring discussions on the impact of GIS technology on crime fighting, policing and vehicle tracking, healthcare, tourism and planning and development. That's the first ever GIS User Conference hosted by the National Spatial Data Management Division in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. Visit www.gisuserconference.com. JA.com or call 630-18501 for details.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, your prospects aren't looking bright at the moment. That's it for today's program. We want to hear from you. Connect with us at JRS News on Twitter, at JRS Voice on Instagram, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.